Good morning. Welcome to today's meeting. We'd like to acknowledge that we are joining you today from the territories of the Penticton Indian Band, a member of the Okanagan Nation. We're grateful for their stewardship of these lands. My name is Nithya Iyer. I am the chair of the Electoral Boundaries Commission and a justice of the Supreme Court of British Columbia. Please allow me to introduce my fellow commissioners. On my left is Linda Tynan, Commissioner and Local Government Advisor, and on my right is Anton Bogman, Commissioner and Chief Electoral Officer of British Columbia. I'd like to tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do. We're an independent and nonpartisan commission that's created by the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. The Act requires commissions like ours to review electoral districts after every second provincial general election. Our job is to review the area, boundaries, and names of existing electoral districts and make recommendations for change. The way that we're doing that is by first traveling around the province to ask BC residents for their views on this topic, and that's the purpose of today's meeting. After this first round of public consultations, we'll publish a preliminary report with our initial recommendations. We're hoping to do that by the fall of 2022. We'll then have a second round of public meetings asking BC residents for their input on the proposed changes. Following that, we'll write our final report and recommendations. It will also be public, and we have to have it into the Legislative Assembly by April of 2023. Ultimately, it's the legislature that decides whether to accept all, some, or none of our recommendations. So the factors that go into making our recommendations are also set out in the Act. It says that our governing principle is representation by population. The Act sets out the factors that we have to consider in achieving our goal. They are geographic factors, such as accessibility and size of electoral districts, demographic factors, such as population numbers, growth, and projections into the future, and communities of interest. We also consider means of communication and transportation within electoral districts. The Act requires us to try to ensure that each electoral district is within 25% of the population average of an electoral district. But we can exceed this range if we consider it necessary to achieve what the Act says is effective representation. The average number of people in an electoral district right now is about 57,000 people. There are currently 87 electoral districts in BC, and the Act allows us to add up to 6 more for a total of 93. If you'd like to make a presentation at today's meeting and have not already done so, you can sign in or give your name to Chad at the back, because that lets me know the order in which to call on people. I will say at the moment we have one presenter, and yes, Don Ashton, that's you. But I would like to let you know before you come up that we are audio recording all of our public meetings, and they'll be available on our website. And the website is www.bcebc.ca. And you should know that if you make a presentation, your name and community will be included with the recording. And if you want further information, our privacy policy is on our website. So, Don. Dan, sorry. Terribly sorry. I could try and blame that on Chad, but I think it was me.
Madam Justice, thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity. And again, I would like to say hello to Linda and also to Anton. Ma'am, I'll start off, and I also would like to recognize the original people of the Okanagan. I've been very fortunate to be raised here, have some wonderful friends in several of the local indigenous peoples from the valley. And again, I've been so fortunate, and my family's been so fortunate to share these wonderful lands we all call home, and I think that's really important. So thank you for bringing it up. Ma'am, I just want to clarify at this point in time, I'm an elected official. I'm an MLA. I represent the area from Peachland to Naramata. It's called the Penticton riding, but I've always tried to be inclusive in my life, so I always call it the Penticton Peachland area. But I'm not here. I am not here today as an MLA. We will have our chance later on, and I confirm that with Anton when it will be. So there will be discussions that will take place at that point in time. Madam Chair, I am a firm believer in good governance. I know I hold an elected position. I know some would love to call me a politician. I always try and defer that name to do my best to practice governance. And I would like to thank the Commission, because I think it's incredibly important, the job that you have ahead of you in disseminating the information that's going to be presented to you and passed along to government. I think it's incredibly important. It's incredibly important for every citizen in British Columbia. And when I take a look at the map and I take a look at the electoral area and I look at how fortunate we are, Linda, as the former CAO of Summerland, knows where I live in Trow Creek, and I can literally, Madam Chair, stand on my lawn and see the area that I'm so fortunate to represent in totality. But friends of mine that are in the same position that are up north can drive for a day to get across their boundaries. And I would hope that it's taken into consideration, and I listened to your opening remarks, you know, where it's geographic, where it's demographic, where it's of interest, areas of interest, i.e. cities. And 8 years ago, I had the fortunate opportunity to present in Kelowna when the last Electoral Boundary Commission went through. And I think we really have to look at how these lines are drawn on the map. And when I look in the Lower Mainland in the subsection that you have, you know, friends of mine in the same position, and by the way, I'm talking about friends of mine that are all in the House of the Legislature, they can get on a bike and ride around their electoral area in less than 30 minutes. Where some of my friends up north, it's a day's travel. I came home last night, I caught the 7 o'clock ferry, got into Vancouver at about 8:45, and drove into my yard last night at 1:30 in Trout Creek. That's the size of British Columbia, which I don't have to tell each and every one of you. But what we have to do is we have to try and ensure that when we present to the Commission and about these boundary issues, that we take everybody into consideration. One person, one vote. And I think it's really important in your deliberations and your discussions and in the report that you will present to government about how important it is that everybody has an opportunity to have a representative and to have access to those representatives. And when you're doing, the boundary areas, and you mentioned that there's a possibility of up to six more, I don't know where you're going to put them in the legislature. No, I keep looking. It's getting pretty tight already, but that's somebody else's problem.
That is,
I agree.
Someone else's problem.
I fully agree. That's somebody else's problem. But what I want to ensure, though, is that if there are more, that everybody has a fair and equal opportunity. So when looking at, and I'll use this area, you know, I look at Penticton as being the center. We're so fortunate in this area because we're geographically bound. You know, we have the lands to the west of us, the mountain ranges to the west of us, and the mountain ranges to the east of us, and we have that valley with that continuation of hospital districts through regional districts. We have that continuation of school boards areas. We have the municipality, and we have the trading areas. And I think those are all the considerations that have to come into the consideration that you are about to embark on. So all I would ask is that please, you know, as a commission and in that report, think about each and everybody in British Columbia. Think about the opportunities that they require to have good governance, not politics. Keep the politics out of it. Let those individuals have access to good governance and have the opportunity that so many of us enjoy in the south part of this beautiful province. You know, and I look at that map over there, and I zoom in kind of on Prince George, and then I look at the geographic center of Vanderhoof. I can go to the Baja, Cabo San Lucas, quicker than I can go to the top of BC driving. It's a big province. So please, just be fair. That's all I ask. And I ask that as an individual, not as an elected official. We'll have our chance about the party stuff. And I just think that there are opportunities about amalgamations. There are opportunities about bouncing the numbers around because you have a 25% mean that you can go back and forth on. And I really, really, really think it's important that we consider the trading areas, again, which is something I forgot to mention. So when you take a look at the linear parts of British Columbia, because of the terrains that are in there, it's literally north and south. So please ensure that those things are taken into consideration. So I would like to thank you very much, yourself, Madam Chair, and the two other commissioners that are with you. I miss the roadshows from being on Finance Committee and not going around. And I think it's a really important part of governance is being able to get out into communities and hear from each and every other individual that should be coming to this, because it's very, very important. So thank you personally, and I would like to thank you on behalf of my family, because we take a look, as I said, the Okanagan area has been very good to our family, and it's because of what I think good governance in the long run, not the politics of it, the governance of the province of British Columbia. So thank you very much. And if there's any questions.
Thank you very much for your presentation.
Look forward to it and travel safe. So
thank you.
Thanks for joining us today and your work to make our democracy more robust. And I work in a partisan way in this field, and I'll disclose that I am the president of the NDP Electoral District Association here in Penticton. My name is Tina Lee, and I also work for a federal member of parliament as well. Today I wasn't planning on speaking, but when I thought about how we operate during election time and some of the challenge that we have, one of the concerns that often comes to me, and I appreciated MLA Ashton's words, and that he was speaking about the local First Nation and how much respect he has for them and the importance of them to our community. And the Penticton Indian Band is split into two different electoral district associations. So in your maps, you can see that the Penticton EDA, or electoral district, ends at Green Mountain Road, whereas Penticton Indian Band goes quite a ways further down than that, all the way to the middle of the lake. And at election time, it becomes very confusing and unfortunate to try to explain to people that the Penticton Indian Band is not in one voting area, and they go to different areas and have different members. It makes it difficult for sharing information. And so when I considered the Electoral Boundaries Commission and looked at, you know, those potential six seats, I, you know, look at data all the time, and I understand there may be an opportunity. I see Kelowna growing in huge ways, both in the data that I saw in the census, but also from my own experience of it being in that community. So if there were any changes that this commission was going to address in the Kelownas, and there was any boundary changes, I would ask that they look at how the Penticton riding makes sense to First Nations people. Also the West Bank First Nation on that border where we come, our riding kind of does this interesting little sliver into West Kelowna from Peachland. And it also breaks the West Bank First Nation as well on that side, which I know from talking to people in that area, that's also a concern at election time. Certainly our government centers, Penticton, has bedroom communities of Caledon, which is just, you know, 4 or 5 minutes down the lake, and yet it is a different boundary as well. So those communities would access our school districts here in Penticton, and also health and education centers, which are provincial jurisdiction. So those people themselves have to have a representative in Grand Forks. And I know that we have great technology, and I really appreciate that, especially during the pandemic, that we've been able to exist in different ways, and representation across spaces has changed quite a bit. But for myself, if there were any changes to the Kelowna areas, given the population, Penticton ED right now is about 61,000, and we're a fast-growing community. So we are, we're a bit above that average. So if there were changes there in the Kelownas that can incorporate and not break up First Nations bands in West Bank, but also on our end of the riding, that incorporate all of Penticton Indian Band within the Penticton riding, and possibly those bedroom communities that make sense for us to serve that are 5-10 minutes away and that really use us as government centres. That would be my ask to this commission, is to consider that. I know you don't like to look at too many boundaries and that becomes very complicated, but if there were some adjustments on one end of the riding, it would make sense, I think, for a good representation, a good government to First Nations communities to make adjustments on our end of the riding as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Now going to call on Sabrina, I think it's Montiet.
Grabbing my facts while I'm moving up here.
Okay.
So thank you for having me today. My name is Sabrina Monteith, and I'm elected to represent Area I through the regional district, which is Caledon, Twin Lakes, St. Andrews, and Apex. Today I'm here to speak to you about Apex. The community of Apex, unfortunately, has sort of been neglected over the years. Prior to my election, they really didn't have fair representation. The area D at the time, before it was split between D and I, was simply too large, and they were not seen, not heard, not supported. Since my election, I have made a very amazing impact in that community, and there's been a lot of great growth. One of the challenges that they have now is provincial representation. The community of Apex, when you look at their postal codes as an example, historically in the regional district, they were part of the Headley electoral area. They've moved to the Area D, which now then became Area I, which is part of my riding. So half of their postal codes say that they're in Headley. The other half of the community says they're in Penticton, literally down the middle of the road in the community. When the community is trying to grow and attract that housing for families to have that year-round accommodations, they're struggling with access to education because the boundaries for education don't align with where the families want to go. Families at Apex are challenged to and expected to take their kids to Coston, which is a barrier for them. You know, coming down mountain roads in the winter, it's not viable for them to take a back road to go to Coston for school. The community really wants to grow, and they are working on an economic plan to do that. With growth means that they need closer access to representation. I recently attended a property owners association meeting. There was over 80 people in the room. We had a very healthy discussion about a boundary review and how they could get involved, and I did share the website and suggested that they put their own feedback in, but I did say that I would do my best to bring their concerns forward. They felt that even though they have no... When we spoke about the topic, I said, you know, take out who's currently in those elected positions. It should not... Your decision or your recommendation should not be based on party. It should be on access to services. So when we removed the political who's there, they talked about access to an office, right? So from Apex having to go to Grand Forks or to Oliver to an office to access their representation just didn't make sense. They go to Penticton for education, healthcare, whenever they want to buy groceries, they're all going to Penticton. They're not going to the boundary Similkameen riding. They truly felt that having closer representation would help the resort community grow, that their concerns with healthcare, education, and forestry and mining would be heard because they would have closer access. So I think that's about all I can share. I have spoke to Mr. Ashton as well as Rolly Russell and explained, you know, what the community was seeing and what they were sharing.
Well, thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you.
So I don't think we have any more presenters today. I'd like to thank you very much for your input. It's all three of you have presented very informative perspectives, and that's one of the reasons that we have these in-person meetings and that we're on the road traveling around, is to get the kind of feedback that you get from interacting in person. And also for us, it's an opportunity to see the communities as we travel through them. If you know of any other people who would like to participate, I strongly encourage you to ask them to get in touch with us. The best way is the website, as you mentioned. You've already passed that information along, www.bcebc.ca. The audio recordings of the presentations today will be available on our website next week. And the other thing that I'd like to let you know is that we're holding a virtual meeting for this region next Monday, April 11th at 5 p.m. And that's another really helpful way for people to participate. We've had a couple of them already, and they have been, I think, well attended. And it is it's a good way for people to participate from the comfort of their homes or offices or wherever. In order to participate, you do need to go to the website, and there's a link there that you can find. We also have on our website for individuals who don't have something that they already want to say, there's a survey that they can fill out with a number of questions, and I believe very soon we'll have in place a mapping tool so that you can redraw the boundaries of electoral districts and see what impact that has. And that's something that I think we're offering for the first time and is a really helpful way for people to focus on that question of boundaries and size of electoral districts and what all three of you were talking about today, which is access to effective representation, putting the who the representative is on the side. So I think with that, I'll close the formal portion of the meeting. We're not running off right away, so if you want to chat with us more informally, that would be absolutely fine. So thank you again.